GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I feel like there was some nice energy left in this studio after yesterday's show. You know it, and I know it. You had a good time. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It was fun, man.
God. You know what? I can tell. Nick is not involved today. We should just cancel the rest of the show, huh? Nikki has an hour to prove to us that he can handle the show today.
Sorry about that. There was a, you know, no one cares.
Okay.
No one cares. Sorry. I genuinely thought we were off the air for a second there. So, but we're not. We're good. So, apologies, everybody. And Steve, I'm sorry I didn't play your music.
No, it's fine. Thank you. It's another beautiful day. It's going to be in the 90s. I like the heat.
I think I'm a snitch today.
Okay.
I'm sick of Hank holding in inside information. I'm going to ruin it.
Brandon?
I'm going
to. Are you going to tell today? Are we going to have that conversation?
Yes.
On the air? Let's do it.
Never mind, Steve.
Oh, man. Have some good Brandon Huntley Hatfield conversation today.
I want to know.
You already know.
You know. Search your soul. It's the only thing that could happen. Anyways, we can definitely have that conversation.
Is he built for it?
I think so. I thought on it last night. And I feel like I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to say, yeah. Let him have it.
Is he the captain?
You didn't know?
No. No, that was just context
clues.
You
hadn't heard?
I'm proud of myself.
Oh, dang.
Figured that out.
Nikki's on top of absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because that's completely wrong.
Oh, I thought I had it.
What the hell would make you think
that Brandon Huntley Hatfield would come in and be the captain?
Sidney Curry has ran people off his property all summer.
That's why I was surprised.
Is down there dominating open run in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. L. Ellis was sitting at the Kenny Payne press conference, making sure he was the first person Kenny Payne met when he came here.
Is he the captain?
And you just went total Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Well, he could, he could be the co-captain.
We didn't have no vote, Steve. Yeah. Nobody's in town.
They promised him. That was the only way he would come here.
Sid could have the C, and then L gets an A, and then
what? I need to know what process that you went through in your head that said, I think these guys are talking about Brandon Huntley Hatfield becoming the captain.
You know, I think he's ready. I think, you know, I think we're ready to do this. He can have it. Like, we can pass it on.
Now, think about all those clues. What would I be, what other thing outside of being the captain, Nikki, would Brandon Huntley Hatfield, what would we be referring to? Say the things you just said, because I want the texters to listen to these clues that you heard and think about, what am I talking about with Brandon Huntley Hatfield? I wish the text line was up so they could pop up. Actually, if you're on the YouTube channel, which is Made for the Ville, you can just go www.youtube.com/Made for the Ville. Please, Nikki, no. Right. Tell everybody right now, repeat what you said, the context clues you gathered from our conversation.
You asked, do you think he's ready? And then it was a collective yes.
Stop right there. Do you think he's ready? Okay. There's a collective yes. Steve said yes.
Okay, I got the text line up.
You got the text line up. Right. Okay. Texters, you feel free to guess.
Okay. Any NBA stuff that's already passed, right? Like the combine, they've already invited people to the combine. Shaedon Sharpe left yesterday for some reason. Like, there's no...
Shane was like, I already showed what I can do.
He just... Yeah, exactly.
Going back to Lexington.
I think the report said there was no issues. He just was like, all right, bye.
I'm going back to my kingdom down in Lexington and just dominate
my domain. So it's not NBA stuff. You asked, I'm ready. I'm ready. So I don't think Steve's going to propose. So that means... And then you said, I think he can have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that means anything sexual. Mm-hmm. I think that means he's going to get something bestowed upon him.
Yes, Nikki.
So
my God. Use your head.
Could
for the love of God.
Be?
God, repeat that line again.
Okay, is he ready? And like, I'm ready. I'm ready to give it to him. That means he's going to get something like awarded to him.
No. Say exactly how you said it before. Don't change it to award.
Like Paul Rudd in that movie. I want to get this.
Listen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nikki.
What? Wait. What movie
repeat
is that?
Oh, my line. God. I'll send it to you. Something bestowed upon him.
Jesus, Nick.
Wait. An NIL deal.
No. For the love of God, Brandon's going to wear number 5. It's killing me, Marcus. I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore.
Oh,
I can't
do it anymore. I didn't even think of it.
Huntley Hatfield's going to wear number 5.
The number 5.
He's going to wear number 5.
Does Nick?
Oh, God, Nick.
And Steve, you're going to have to practice some more self-control.
I can't. I'm just listening to him. It was pathetic.
It was pretty bad.
Nikki literally said, it seems like he may have something bestowed upon him.
It's not even fun. It's a joke. Wasn't even there anymore, man.
It was a great joke. Did anybody on the text line figure it out?
I mean, no.
You fooled me so hard with the, you're like, you got it. And I was like, I did? And then I genuinely
like
fell
playing
for that.
In that one movie where, or playing that game where somebody's like saying the word and they're like, you know, black microphone, but they're saying something else, you know, and you're like, no, you're saying the word.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was like, oh, God.
Oh.
I don't even want to talk about it now. Oh. Brandon's wearing number 5. Who cares? No, I'm joking.
Hold on, let me make sure.
Wanderlust.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
There
yes.
All right.
Did you see the scene? Do you know the scene I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The mirror. He's talking in the mirror.
Yeah. I was like, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Oh man, you be quiet. You talk for a second.
Okay. Checking the microphones. I'm Nick. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I didn't realize Brandon Huntley Hatfield was getting 5. I'm an idiot. I thought he was going to get a captaincy or maybe an NIL deal.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what's going on. I don't know why I was singing. I felt like I was Elf there for a second. I'm singing. It looks like we're doing some sort of audio test right now.
I think we're good. We're getting close to it.
So check, check, check. 1, 2, perfect, 1, 2. Perfect, perfect. Right. I think we are good. You know what? It's very strange. I don't know if it's strange or not, but the reason I thought we were off the air, I'm looking at it right now. My levels are wonky as hell right now. Okay. So we trust our midday listeners. You know, let us know if there's any audio issues.
So I had the sound down. Yeah, yeah. Here was what the conversation was. Of course, Marcus has a little connection with the family there. There's a chance he's going to be wearing number 5. And
I discouraged it, by the way.
So I immediately go to, okay, all the great number 5s, because I think number 5 is a number that, I mean, a lot of people have worn. You've got Jerry Eves, Marcus.
Teddy Bridgewater.
2 in the same. So we're going to put Jerry Eves and Marcus in here.
In one little room.
Yeah, in this room. They're roommates.
Right. In hotel.
Because that's going to be you in 15 years.
I guarantee it.
People are gonna be mad at us, and they're going to be like, Marcus is...
I'm going to be running right here, young fella.
Yeah, there's going to be a new coach, and Marcus is going to be hating, yes. And a new AD.
Yes.
And it's going to be like, yeah, that's it. So then you've got Alvin Sims, Earl Clark. I personally rank number 1. I rank number 1. Taquan Dean, you know.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's Malik. It was...
Oh, there's going to be a repeat on the Malik conversation.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I have to call an audible.
Okay.
Okay. Hot route.
Quick commercial break. Midday's Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Oh, damn. Okay. Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Yeah. I got no excuses. Hey. Yeah, they ask me where I learned to do this. Self-taught, checking things off my to-do list. Treat my temper like my family, I ain't trying to lose it. Say a little, do a lot. Woo! No excuses. Ay, ay, ay. I got no excuses. Excuses. Yeah, I got no excuses. Excuses. Woo! I got no excuses. Excuses. Yeah, I got no.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben. Marcus will be back at some point. He's doing his thing. But regardless, we would have been back sooner, but Nick just refused to come back from break for roughly 5 minutes.
Hey, like the song? No excuses. My bad.
Is that the name?
It is, by NF.
Okay. Is that a suggestion?
Wait a minute. Let's find out. I got to do the professional fade out. And then survey says...
suggestion.
Hey! There it is. That was from our friend and yours, Mike M.
Okay.
Did you get your glass, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's right cool. here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, good, 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 good.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that was on my... It was on my desk.
Okay.
And I was protecting it for
you. No, I have it. And I took the little styrofoam to protect it, so...
Nice.
Yeah, so anyways. So it's good to be back. Also today, really quick, let me remind people while I have a chance. It is Friday. Which means...
Boom.
Thanks to George and the Baranos team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Baranos has you covered for the big games this weekend. Carry out, delivery, or dine in. 14 area locations, Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos Pizza.
Pizza Day!
Let me take advantage for an opportunity to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with this sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
All right.
So what did I miss?
Nothing, because Nick wouldn't come back from break for 7 minutes.
Pizza Day!
Well, that's fine.
I was just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Okay.
I was like, all
bestowed
right.
Bestowed honor a number 5.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying when we abruptly went to break, it was, I mean, there's...
Were you going to talk about early number 5, Malik? Well, I mean, now, yeah, Nikki, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. We were having this conversation about number five, right? And I was really, I don't think it's a secret, I was disappointed with Malik Williams' attitude, behavior, disposition for this past season.
Yeah.
Extremely disappointed.
You were pretty much consistent with that.
Yes, with his disposition. But Steve reminded me, Malik had some good years here.
Yeah.
He's a good basketball mm-hmm. player for some good years. Mm-hmm. So I hate that as soon as I was like five, I'm like, oh, you sure you even want to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I need that number cleaned back up.
Yeah.
Right? But.
Texture broke Kevin Ware.
Did forget Kevin Ware. Kevin Ware. Yeah. Okay. Does Brendan Hunt have to strike you as a five?
Yeah. I could see that. I could see him wearing five. I'm okay with that.
Because who else would it be? Devin Ree?
Yeah.
Looks like, yeah.
Kamari Lands, maybe.
Five is a two-guard number, usually.
I think. Yeah, I mean, you know, probably one of those guys. But I don't know. I mean, Earl wasn't. I mean, Brandon is probably... Just look. I'm not saying game, but just look. I think you see Earl, mm-hmm. you see Brandon. Like it's like that's kind of my five comparison there.
You know what's funny about that? You'll have the same agitation as you did with Earl.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I think that the comparison, and Phil, I know Phil hates this when you're like, well, I mean, they're both long. Yeah. They kind of look alike. Mm-hmm. They're going to look out there. It's going to be like, wow, that's Earl again, you know. Mm-hmm. Earl might have been a little more versatile, you know, I think would be fair. But
yeah, Earl played a lot more wing, you know.
Yeah.
But he could.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, he was a three in the league. Like, I mean, he was legit like that. But I do think that the comparisons between Brandon and Earl are going to be made a ton.
As far as tapping into.
Well, because what did we all say? Everybody was like, I mean, Nolan talked about, Coach Nolan talked about it yesterday. Earl was one of those.
Cool.
Yeah. Where you had to, like, had to double check the production. You're like, he is trying, right? I mean, right. And I mean, Earl's one of my favorite players ever. Right. Like, so you
dealt with the frustration more than anybody, but you pulled out the stats at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, he almost had triple double. Yeah. You're like, he was great.
He looked lazy to me.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, dude, he smokes weed. He's just a weed smoker. Like, he's cool. He's chill. I mean, the statute of limitations are over now. I mean, there's stories of places not too far from us right now.
Allegedly, Steve.
That allegedly.
Led to his cool and calm disposition.
Earl would visit every once in a while in that facility right over there. The place isn't
you
there anymore.
Know about it.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you know, he was, but his production was crazy. So it was like, okay, cool. So I I do think Brandon will catch that comparison mm-hmm. more than any. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the number five.
Yeah. And it's like you almost want to prep him for it. Like, Pete, this is what people are going to see. Mm-hmm. Fans of the last 20 years, they're going to see you. Listen, they're going to see him do something extremely athletic, mm-hmm. right? And then you're going to say, well, he needs to do that more often.
Somebody said Malik thought he was a two guard. Does that count?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed.
Wait a minute. Turn it off right now. Turn it off right now.
Ooh.
Do you know that yesterday's show got banned from YouTube?
What happened?
I was accused by YouTube. People, this is what.
This is Nick's world. This is what we're living in.
This is Nick's world. Nikki, I got banned from YouTube. Not banned from YouTube. The video got banned. For some reason, they said I was misrepresenting the content.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like,
yep.
What the hell?
Yep.
But here's the thing. There is no appeal.
That's what you wanted, Nick.
Listen, think about this. People actually, like, YouTube is their job, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I watch them.
So they can sit there and pause your monetization, mm-hmm. they can just shut it down. Listen, and whatever they think they're talking about, they're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, trust me, because if I do, if we ever pull the trigger and move to Orlando, like, I'm going to be a Disney vlogger. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be my lifestyle.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, listen, first of all, y'all wrong.
Yeah.
So you can't take the page mm-hmm. and take the, they're like, yes, we can. And,
oh, so what did you misrepresent?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did someone narc on you?
They don't even tell you what you misrepresent.
They're just like,
they say you violated YouTube standard and policy and principle, and we're taking your video.
Yeah.
But Nikki thinks that Elon Musk is the problem.
That's what Nick wants. That's what Nick wants. It's the life he wanted
Nikki
to live.
Nikki wants to rabble rouse and tiki torch Elon Musk. And YouTube just said,
hey, now.
I don't even know. This is a sports show in here.
Texture does YouTube have like a figurehead? Because like.
No, Nikki.
No, that's the scary part.
That's why.
But they shouldn't. I don't think anyone should have all that
YouTube
power.
YouTube and Facebook, anytime you say.
Elon's winning me over, by the way.
Just the random.
For the record, Elon's winning me over.
Anytime you say, hey Steve, what about let's go on a vacation? This information is.
Yeah.
You can't even use the word.
Shavac.
Hey, it was a nice shot,
a
Steve.
Vacation. And they're like, whoa. Yeah. No, I meant vacation. It was the way I said it.
Hey, Steve, don't take that shot from the corner. Oh, this post has been.
Thanks, Nick.
What is it? The World Health Organization has limited this post.
Who?
I said.
I have Nick leading. Like, I have turned Nick into
leading the
you've
charge.
Led this charge. For two, this is
you turned me into ivory with the right to censor. Yes. Like, thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Great.
Yeah, yes. I can't say don't take that shot from the corner without getting ad limited.
Yep.
And Facebook banned.
Okay, but like someone had to have reported this, right? So who's doing it?
No, they have Nikki. Algorithms are running your Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
And your YouTube. Algorithms are telling you. You can't talk about this. You can't only talk about this. We'll let that go. We won't let this go. But algorithms make mistakes. So whatever mistake or ad limitability that I got is wrong.
Somebody said YouTube has a machine learning AI algorithm that flag and ban content. I'm sorry.
I mean, doesn't that
I said YouTube is full
doesn't
of
that scare y'all?
YouTube
that
is full terrifying. Of communists.
You're okay with Facebook just shutting down because I said take a shot from the corner?
Nikki is making me cry laughing so hard. Interesting. Somebody said, I wonder why I couldn't find the video from last night. I always finish watching the next morning.
Right. Because nobody wants to admit that this is a lot bigger than this little game we're pulling right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else, Steve. Jeez.
Yeah.
That is genuinely terrifying.
It is.
That is genuinely
it
terrifying.
It is. Sorry.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nikki. You've been making fun of me and Steve for 2 years now.
Coin short.
Tried to warn him.
Italians working cash. I'm on your side on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just catching strays over here.
I know. So, anyways. Yeah, so hey, there's that.
There's a baby
and you'll formula. Never hear this show again.
It's a baby formula shortage.
Yeah, look.
Is it really?
Oh,
where have you been, Nick?
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, wait, no, actually, I did see a video.
Do you come out of your house?
No.
And do you get on Twitter? Yeah.
You know who's the,
try not to.
You know who's the biggest investor of baby formula?
Stop. See, now you're going to start this.
Yeah, the same guy.
Now you're going to start this.
Yeah. Keep going, Steve. Abort. Be like, bail me out. I'm going to keep going down this hole until you get a call. Is somebody on the line? Anything?
They're not.
Okay, well.
They just called. Did they call to cuss you out?
Who played first?
Did somebody call and say, thanks, Nick?
No. You know what? You guys are making me the bad guy. I'm going to get everybody canceled. That's right. That was a suggestion from a caller.
Said they probably thought he was stealing content by showing stuff from another show.
I wasn't showing stuff from another show.
That's the guy. That's the guy. Get that number. He's the one. He reported
you. They don't know was his own. Are you talking about last night's show?
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay. He's on our side. I'm sorry.
Because I was repeating my own show, which is not copyrighted. Okay.
Fair enough. Text says, what about Saban and Jimbo? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, what do you, like?
I mean, we can. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what I said. We can.
I mean, it was cool.
Listen, but I said it. The only comment I said at the beginning of the show, Steve, is we're just, all this NIL thing is just exposing coaches.
Well, I don't really, it don't really bother me. I mean, they mad at each other.
Oh, I know. Just exposing, like, y'all.
I'll look forward to the game.
Yeah, y'all are going to be the entertainment now. The coach is pouting over it. Yeah.
I have no sponsorships in those things. And that's the truth. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. Because I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
He went extra country, too.
I mean, like, listen, my only thing, and I'll say this, is I'm probably in the minority. I'm kind of Team Saban. I'm like, my guy Lane Kiffin said it yesterday.
They say what they want.
Well, Kiffin said he tweeted it out. He said, "Is Saban wrong?" And he put the last five Texas A&M classes: 1 5-star, 1 5-star, 2 5-stars. He said, "Then this year, all of a sudden,
he just got it rolling.
Seven in the number one class, coming off an 8-win season."
I mean, Satterfield, he had a big jump in class.
Yeah. So yeah, it
was NIL centric.
He just
got it rolling.
Yeah,
that's all it takes, Steve.
By the way,
Jimbo got his Pierce Clarkson.
This is a conversation here to have. Jermaine Lole. Mm-hmm. It looks as though Florida has maybe NIL'd him away from Louisville.
That's fine.
We're gonna. I mean, it's not for sure, but that just seems to be the scuttlebutt on the boards is that Florida might.
You're gonna have to earn it this year, man. You're gonna have to earn it.
Diener said something this morning that did like. I was kind of surprised he said it, but I felt what he was saying. And I wonder how many people just feel this way. Diener essentially said, and Drew, if I'm putting words in your mouth, I apologize, but I think the crux of what he was saying.
If Diener was German, it would be spelled D-E-I-N-E-R. Not D-E-E.
Yeah, or D-E. Like the Dieners.
Yeah, Dievendorf and all them. Why did he spell his name with two E's? Maybe that's what threw me off. I've been thinking about that for a week, obviously.
He's like, Marcus, my boy.
I don't have an Irish accent. Yeah,
I don't either. So anyways, here's my thing. He said, you just can't go get busted by Kentucky.
I mean,
and like, is that what the season essentially comes down?
Is the moment gone?
Yes, Nikki.
Damn it.
We were 12 to 17 seconds past the moment.
You sure?
This is Erratic Friday.
Okay. You good?
Okay. Are you good?
Are we good?
No. Six wins and you wait Kentucky.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that would probably
Yeah,
fail.
Like, I do really think. I mean, no, that, I'm really wanting to have a conversation about this.
Stoops' job has been saved by beating Louisville.
Yes.
And they became comfortable with mediocrity.
So
once you stole a game from
100%.
Yeah.
So I really think the win or the loss total, let's say it's 8. And
there's a 3-game window of win-loss total.
Okay, listen.
Because 5, you're
out. If you get, five, you're done.
You could beat
But you could have 6 or 7 and go bust Kentucky, and I think people are okay. You can, and when I say bust, just win. You go win at their place. Okay? If it's 8 or 9 and you get obliterated like you have the last 2 years, I don't think people would care.
I would.
Like, I think the win at the end of the year is going to add a couple wins to your total, and I think the loss is going to take a couple away. Like, I really do. I really, really do think that, like, when he said that this morning, it just kind of clicked. It was like a come to Jesus moment. It was like, yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be.
I thought we were already saying that. Like,
we were.
Yeah, just That was just kind of maybe hearing it from somebody but else I think outside it, of us.
Well, I think we always, for me, is what clicked, though, is I think everybody's like, well, I mean, if you win eight games and then you go and get busted by Kentucky, I mean, you still won eight games. So, you know, it's like, no, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it comes down to, hey, man, you have to make a bowl
because it's
and beat Kentucky.
Because it's the consumer confidence, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the consumer confidence. Listen, that all that weak schedule talk is going to pop up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the, you know, you had a 4-year top 25 quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, you know, like all the negative, you know, I don't want to say negative. It's not the word. All the analytics, the pick apart analytics. Well, the ACC was technically ranked this, you know, this in Power 5.
Wait a minute, Texas, are you against these kids getting paid? No. What did we say that would have said that?
They must have just joined.
Yeah, you might have misheard something. I don't know. Yeah, no, they should get paid. Okay, but yeah, I mean, I think you're right.
Yeah, because you know how it is. You and I live in a world where we watch everything get picked apart. Watch the best years get picked apart. Watch the, you know, the best teams get picked apart. Again, I always want to remind people, we watch Coach Chris Mack get everything picked apart. We watch Bobby Petrino 7 and you're gone no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, because it represents you under, listen, we don't believe in Lamar Jackson until he wins the Heisman. Then when he wins the Heisman, you underachieve with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't believe in Jair Alexander. Once they leave, oh, I can't believe you didn't win with Jair and Lamar Jackson.
And it's not a Satterfield thing because, listen, people still, like, I know it ended in a 3-game losing streak, but that Kentucky game, the year Lamar won the Heisman, we were ranked in the top 5 most of the year. But that Kentucky game really put a crap on that season.
it smudged.
Like, we had lost to Houston, say we beat Kentucky, and then went to the Orange Bowl and lost to Michigan, I don't think it would be looked at the way it is. People really look back at that season like, that season sucked. I mean, it was terrible. And it was like, oh, that was a great season in hindsight, but I get it.
They got rings! Kentucky got rings! Am I taking crazy pills? They got rings.
Yeah.
I don't care who thinks.
But hell, Marcus, I'm in a position now where if we win, I'm like, hell, give them rings. So, like, I can't. I'm like, if ring, like, I'm now that.
To
I'm
Sonic.
Like, yeah, I'm like, hey, if they win, yeah, give them some rings.
I'd leave.
With the score.
I'd leave.
So are we settling on that? I mean, are we?
I'll leave if you give them rings.
Obviously, yes. But this all kind of stems because yesterday.
Satterfield.
I know. This stems from yesterday, the Tim Sullivan tweet, where Tim Sullivan Tim Sullivan said that he was interviewing Satterfield and there was a Kentucky logo that was upside down.
Ah, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, Satterfield was like, I think one of the student managers did that or whatever, the GAs or whatever did that, you know, and he was like the rivalry. Well, that started with, I think, Rutherford and a few others were like, you can't get blasted by 150 points over the last 2 years and then try to like rivalry me. Like, I'm not doing that.
You can't complain about L's down.
Now, let me be clear. That first year, I backed him on that. Because I backed him projecting out. I said, hey, we had a really good year. My team looked good. I get where maybe he was like, hey, man. The L's down thing, and we're gonna start kicking your rear end now.
I'm talking about it from the fan aspect.
Well, in hindsight, to know that they were just gonna come in and spank you again, and if we had played them the 1 year, they would have beat us again.
They were jumping up in his face, though.
Yes. Yeah, no, yeah, I get what he was saying. Like, but I thought
he was just saying keep them kids out of my face like that. Yeah.
But here's my problem. We thought he was saying it. We were backing him because we're like, he's like, no, I'm a purist, man. We don't do that crap. Yeah. Next time we're going to take it out on your rear end. It was worse. It actually got worse. It's almost like you pissed Kentucky off. And I'm like, we're talking about Kentucky freaking football here, man. Like, it's almost like what Kentucky has done to Louisville has, like, allowed Kentucky fans around here to, like, feel like they're better than they are. Like, nationally, when you talk to people, you're like, Kentucky football, they're like, oh, God. They still fire coaches in the SEC for losing to Kentucky. Like, Kentucky football is still ass. I'm sorry. But it's like, it's not good. Okay? It's not good. But, like, we have made it to where I'm like, I don't know. Maybe give them a prize if they win. Like,
am I still a Tiger?
Yes. I feel like Cat Williams. I feel like Cat Williams. Like, are we Tigers?
I don't feel like a Tiger.
I don't know. So my thing is, I really do think you almost have to put that tagline on to keep your job. It needs to be a bowl. You got to make a bowl.
Any football purist would understand this, though, right?
Yeah.
If he's truly a football purist, he would understand that.
Yeah. I mean, and the text line is pretty much that. Like, I mean, somebody says get busted by Kentucky. Sack can't come back. I would rather win 5 and beat Kentucky than 8.
What else is new?
Yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah.
I'd still, still go, though, but.
Texter says, yeah, I mean, 5 wins. Trumps everything.
Listen, you'd go on it on your shield.
6 wins?
Look, 5 of you bust Kentucky, you'll go on your shield.
No. 6 wins?
No. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Return holding your shield
we won't kill you on the way out, we'll say.
We'll give you a Viking send-off.
Thank you for finishing with that. Somebody says 6 wins, only if number 6 is against Kentucky. We cannot get busted again by bums and him keep his job. If a player beats Kentucky 4 times in a row, they should get a ring. Fair enough. Somebody said it's our turn to throw a trash can onto the field.
Did they hit us with a trash can?
They just pulled a trash can out. Marcus, this wasn't 20 years ago.
Who even thinks I'm...
It's 4 years ago.
I'm in the mood.
5 years ago.
I'm going to pick up a trash can and hit it in the middle. Who was the kid who grabbed the chair from Kansas?
DeSouza.
That's right.
He grabbed the chair. What are we doing here, y'all?
I know. I'm like, listen, they've got an assistant coach out here talking about they can play with Ohio State and Clemson, and we can't even, like, it gets overlooked because of how they've been beating us. It's like they literally have someone arrested weekly. And it's like it's overlooked because, I mean, like, we don't even get to laugh. Like, I mean, I'm not laughing at a kid getting arrested, but like, that the program is in shambles over there and this and that because it's like, I mean, Kentucky this year, for instance, they're pumped about this year. Like, they're going to get killed by Georgia, Tennessee. Like, they have no shot at winning their side of the conference. None. But it's like they know at the end of the year, and I think Louisville fans dang near have come to where we expect. They're like, well, we're gonna beat some. Because Kentucky has moved up to where they do beat some of the worst teams. Yeah. Like here and there, they'll beat Missouri. They'll beat South Carolina every once in a while. You know, well, actually, they're busting up South Carolina lately. So, you know, and then they'll get beat by Tennessee, Georgia, and then like a Florida or a Mississippi State or somebody will beat them. But then they get to cap it off with destroying Louisville, and all the fans are like, they just totally forget. They don't care. And I understand it. I mean, Louisville has been the Band-Aid for them. Like... You know, like, you don't even talk about, I mean, last year, everybody's like, oh, Kentucky's like a top 15 team. Kentucky went like, just got busted 3 games in a row. It was like, they fell completely off a cliff once they started playing decent teams. But then they come out and they blow Louisville out, and it's like, their fans are like, ah, man, that's awesome.
It's a nice little year.
And what can you say? Because, like, you weren't even in the game. One drive. We were in the game for one drive. And it was over. So it's like you have to make a bowl and beat Kentucky if you want to be the coach here. I don't really care if the recruiting class is number one. They'll stay. You know? And I hope he does. Like, I'm rooting for him to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's do it. But it needs to be said that the recruiting class
doesn't matter really like
take
that.
The yeah, pressure yeah, off yeah, yeah. Like, well, we can just go have a crap season.
I think the recruiting class yeah. for somebody who's trying to will him to a long-term success, I think they're hanging on.
Somebody said maybe we're just a vicious koala bear.
It's a terrible visual. A
koala bear could do some damage.
A sloth could too.
Yeah. I had to think about it. Hey, but if we get a hold of you.
I mean, it takes some time.
Methodically just.
Wolverine. I'm going to just slowly.
let's see. Somebody says, how many recruits do we lose if to start next
year? I don't care.
No. They were saying if Satterfield stays, I don't think that will. I don't think it's a case either way. Actually, I think you would lose a couple if he left. I mean, like.
I wouldn't care, Steve.
No, I wouldn't either because you're
playing Kentucky with guys you've had 3 years. Guys you've had on your team for three
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
That's who you're going out there with today, not recruiting classes. You've had 3 years to develop. Steve, I had an entire conversation lined up today.
Yeah.
About the...
I get my high-pitched voice when I'm serious. That is true. When I get really pissed, it just goes from zero to...
And listen, you know what pisses me off, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
We're all over the place. You know what really pisses me off, Steve?
Listen.
I talk like this, right?
Every time I talk about this season, I just get angry.
I talk like this.
Yeah.
So I'm arguing with somebody, right? Let's just say I'm arguing with a lady friend, right?
Yeah.
And we're saying arguing, you know, whatever.
I just love football.
And right. And,
no, sorry. Keep going. I'm just interjecting.
And Steve.
Like, yeah, I just.
And imagine me arguing about, you know, some kind of fish we were supposed to get, you know what I'm saying? And I say, what did you want me to get? And then she goes, why are you yelling?
Yeah.
And it's not yelling,
yeah.
But my pitch goes like that.
I know.
And I don't know who's right. Is she right or am I right? Because my octave goes
up,
that doesn't mean I'm yelling. And I'm like, are you yelling?
Yes.
That's what I want to respond. But I
know.
What you're saying. Yeah,
because it's like, but your passion comes from like, I mean, for somebody like me, like, I've said it all the time, like, March Madness.
And we've come too far in football.
Yeah,
we've
yes.
come too far in football.
And March Madness is the greatest time in the world. There's nothing better. I swear, when around Louisville, when Louisville's good, there is nothing better than March Madness. But for me, deep down, football, you watched us grow from a non-respected nobody to getting these games where everybody was like, Louisville football is putting people on notice, man. It was like, we used to believe, bring Bush and Leinart in here, and gosh dang it, if you come in
congratulations,
here.
Mike Bush.
Yes.
Congratulations, Mike.
I'm gonna give him a ring. I think he's gonna stop in here with us and have a good conversation about it. Maybe next week.
Yes,
yeah, we'll
yes,
do that.
Yes.
We'll do that.
Congratulations, Mike Bush. Hall of Fame, Kentucky Athletic Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Actually, I maybe even wait. Maybe I'll be heading out of town. Maybe I'll set him up for an hour one of those days
that I won't be on. Yep,
so you guys can knock that out.
That'll work.
It's just like you watch that and that pride that it was like, yeah, USC might be good, but don't send them in the Cardinal Stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, and think
we
about
believe
this.
That.
Think about this. You're outside of two Crackthorpe years. We felt upward trajectory every single year.
But even then, we knew. Okay, rectify this. We'll be back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back on the uptick.
Yes.
So this is the energy that's coming up. You can't go 15 years on an uptick like we've been going.
No.
And then two back-to-back losing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then get, like, we watched Kentucky literally. We can the best thing in the world. Everybody knew it. To spend your whole summer waiting for the Kentucky Louisville football game to start off the year.
Yeah.
It was the best time. It was the most energy. We were just wasting them.
Yeah.
We were wasting them, and we were killing their season, right? And yeah. we were eating wine and cheese for the rest of the season. After you maul them. But they could spend the rest of the year trying to get better.
Yeah.
After you waste them.
Sure.
I thought it was the healthiest thing. We watch them say, no, we can't do that. We got to start playing at the end of the year. We just got to change some things around. Just like we watched all of this year after year
even,
after
and
year.
And even when Kentucky would play a game where they play out of their minds, Doomerville would have seven sacks. And it was like, yeah, but Louisville still had one dude.
Right.
Because that game at Commonwealth, Kentucky played a great game. They probably outplayed Louisville in that game. And they lost, but Louisville gets that. Brandon Johnson gets that stop on the 3-yard line. They had the one dude, the two dudes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you ain't got Brandon Johnson. Brandon Johnson just make a stop on the 3-yard line and end the game.
Right.
You don't have Elvis. Yeah, everybody else can be playing like crap, but Elvis can get seven sacks.
And we know it.
And it was like we, at the end of the day, we still have the alpha on the field. Like, yeah, y'all outplayed us. Y'all should have won.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky should have won that game.
Yeah, you had the scheme.
But you
just
didn't have the dudes
y'all
we
brought
had.
Y'all brought the energy, whatever.
Yeah, you just didn't have the dudes we had. And now it's like, I'm going into that game feeling like everything has to go. I would poll Louisville fans. I bet it's less than 30% think you're going to win that game.
And if you do, if you go to sleep, Steve, and try to imagine a scenario that you win, you know what you're doing in your brain? Running trick plays.
Yeah.
You're running trick plays. You're running punt returns. Mm-hmm. They got to fumble a couple of returns. Will Levis has the, it has the rain. Not even rain, just goodness gracious. It has to be like windy or something.
Actually, yeah.
Can't even do that because it'll be running down your throat the whole time. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't think of a lineup win.
Probably because you watched them in a pouring down rainstorm with no quarterback run over you. And then you watched them on a perfect night, on a perfect Saturday. Oh, that was a noon game. And then you watched them on a perfect Saturday night with a throwing white quarterback run all over you. So really, they've covered every scenario. What you do know is with or without a quarterback, black quarterback, white quarterback, black receiver playing quarterback, it doesn't matter. The only thing they haven't done is put a white running back out there and just run Wildcat all game. And I don't want to test the theory. So
here comes the transfer McCaffrey.
Yeah. Like I don't want to test it. But I mean, so you do feel like it's like every scenario I've watched, and I feel like I've got good players. I felt like that with Louisville. It's like this year, coming season, I feel like Louisville. And here's the problem:
talent.
I hate it because my excitement for the roster. And the recruiting class. Let's take the recruiting class next season out, even though that does play into it. I don't want to discredit him for getting recruiting
class.
To
me, that's a great job, but that's a separate job. That's an entirely
separate
job.
Right, I think so, too.
Yep.
But, I mean, I think they've done a great job in the transfer portal. Great job, considering what they lost and what they're bringing in. I like what you have. I think you have all the pieces there. It's the belief that you're going to do something with those pieces that we struggle with.
I'll take that one a step further because this is my emotional roller coaster. I worry he's going from we appreciate the transfer portal where he's winning to the only guys that are really performing are your transfer portal guys.
Yeah.
So now I'm back to square one with what are you doing with the talent that's in your locker room from day one?
Well, now, if I'm battling for SAT, I'm gonna say, well, this is year four, so now you're just gonna see some of my young guys.
But you better
which to your point would put more pressure onto this season.
Yeah, I agree with.
Yeah, but I mean, I get where if he was like, well, yeah, my transfers have been the best players the last couple of years because I haven't been able to develop guys. This year is my first real developed year in year four. But then I'm not accepting crap. I'm ready for Xavier. Don't say it's a bad word.
Okay.
It's just something about crap. We don't do crap. Yeah.
That's just the word.
Crap's the word.
That's the.
And I don't.
It don't matter what room he's in. He'll come from the other room.
Yeah. I don't use language around him like that. So, but I mean, crap is just that's the end all be all.
He's going to excommunicate. He's going to put you in a home for saying crap around the house.
And hopefully I don't have to say it. It's a good week.
Enjoy your Friday. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.